Good morning, Adrian.
Hola, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. How was the mother-in-law this morning?
It's the same shit. Dealing with her.
Jesus. So basically, she probably
She
doesn't
doesn't give a
remember.
shit.
She
No,
probably
she does
doesn't
fucking remember, Adrian.
something, but
She.
not everything, I'm
But yeah, but
sure.
she remembers. Okay, she remembers. Now that we know that the now that she knows that we know that she remembers, like, what she does. It's just like, but yeah, she knows what she's doing.
That's
So,
crazy.
but today is going a nurse. She's gonna go. It's a new nurse that she's gonna go to evaluate her, and then
Okay.
she's gonna give the report to the psychiatrist. Because the psychiatrist is coming on Monday.
Oh
But
boy.
today, yeah, but today, the nurse of the psychiatrist, she's going to evaluate her. So, we'll see, because this is it. Like, if they see her, like, the state can take over her. And there's nothing we can do. Like, nothing.
So, if the state takes her over, they could put her in like.
Wait, and then any fucking shithole. Yeah.
I
And
thought your
we
husband had
have
power
no
of
say.
attorney.
Well, we do. But if they see that, because they don't know, they're gonna think that we don't give her medicine. Okay?
Yeah.
So what the state is gonna do, well, you guys have been neglecting her. Obviously, you guys are not capable of taking care of her. Now we're gonna take over. So, but they don't know that we gave her medicine, every day, but she goes and throw and stick her fucking finger and throw the food and the medicine, all of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
She
So,
doesn't.
and then in the meantime, we're gonna tell them that's our word
Her.
against her, and because if they see, that she's getting worse by so quickly, so they're just gonna assume
That
we are
yeah.
not capable of taking care, and that they take over, and there's nothing we can do. Nothing.
So, you're not a bad person, but what is between you and I, honestly,
Yes. Yes.
what are you hoping for?
I'm hoping for part of me, I want her to be somewhere.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, regardless, I don't want her in my house. It's not because it's just we can't.
It's
It's
too
too much
much.
to handle. Way too much.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I want her to be in a facility. But the other thing is, like, that's what I'm like. I feel guilty because, like, to put her in a decent in a decent place is gonna cost a lot of money.
I know.
At
I
five
mean,
thousand dollars, that's just minimum. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there are a bunch of places that we can put her in, but those places are just like they're gonna abuse her. It's gonna be a horrible place.
I know.
That's why I'm like torn. But I want, yes, a 1,000,000% for her
So
to be somewhere.
if the state does, let's say, takes her side, because do you think she's going to say that you guys don't, or that you guys treat her bad, or do you think she's gonna tell the nurse this stuff, like make you guys look like the bad guy? So she, I guess it's hard because we're not in her brain. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know though. I just have no idea because in her mind, it's just like we are like suppressing her by like not let her do nothing. And then that's when she gets mad. And then, but the problem is though, like for last time the her regular nurse was here, you know, she was fucking like she was like crying savvy, like crying, like really crying, and she got very worried. And then she started asking, you know, like if they're being mean to you, they've been hurting you, why are you crying? And then the doctor, that was the nurse. And then when the doctor a couple of days later came to check her, the same fucking thing. She was just crying nonstop the whole time the doctor was there. So now, it's like she raised a red flag twice already. And then the doctor that's gonna start asking questions. Why is she like that? Why is she crying? And then her blood pressure was 200 over a whatever, 100 and something,
Yeah.
you know. And then the doctor was so mad at us because like, why you guys like, and right away the doctor is pointing fingers. Why are you guys are not giving her medication on time? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, like, so we are giving it to her. And then that's just like. Being mad at Juan Carlos and I is like Leticia, because Leticia, she's with her all day and she is in charge of giving her medicine, you know?
Yeah,
And then
but
it's
she
like, no,
can't.
wait a minute. But, you know, but like, that's when Leticia explained to the doctor, you know, like, we give her, you know, we fight with her, she doesn't want to take her medication. And then when we finally make her take her medication, she's already so mad, and then she goes to the bathroom and you know, stick her finger and throw everything out. So, you know, and then so that's why he said, okay, so that's why he told Juan Carlos, I'm sorry, that's out of my control. He says, I already know this, I have to make a report, and so she needs to be seen by a psychiatrist. I was like, oh my God, that's just freaking great. Charlie, can you help him, please?
You gotta go?
No. No, he just made up on me.
Okay.
So that's when we told the doctor. I said, well, you know, like, it doesn't make sense for a psychiatrist to come in and evaluate her when she's not gonna be able to answer any questions because he's gonna start asking her, you know, when do you start feeling depressed? I don't know. Why are you crying? Well, I don't know. I don't cry. Because when we were asking her, you know, you don't take your medicine because you go and throw and stick your finger and throw up. And then she was saying, I never do that. I don't
Really?
do that. But yes. And then she was adamant about it. Even she was getting upset because we were telling her that that's what she was doing. And it was like, it's like pretty much that we are crazy and ridiculous. Like that, and because she said, I take my medicine, you know, I'm really good for with my medicine, and blah blah blah. Like, no, I was like, no, you don't take your medicine. So, but it's just like, I don't know, I'm afraid, you know, I do, I'm afraid, like, how this psychiatrist is gonna do his whatever evaluation, you know.
Yeah, but
Because,
he knows that she has dementia.
yes.
So that should weigh on a lot of it, but I mean, if he sees that she's
But
horrible.
yeah, but the thing is though, like he's gonna see that like regardless if she has dementia, like she has dementia or not, like we're supposed to be like able to control her 100%.
Yeah, good
Does that
luck.
make sense? So, because when they put like people like her in places, you know, in facilities like that, they will like make sure you do what they ask you to do.
Gosh.
And, you know, that's when they start like, you know, like tying them up in the chairs, like putting like restraint shirts for them.
Yes.
And drugging them, like just for them, you know, for them not to give problems to the people working. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I just don't want. That's my heart, like genuinely my heart hurts just thinking about it.
About,
you know?
Yeah.
About knowing that she will be in a horrible place, because that's what's going to be, a horrible place. That's why we're trying to, you know, like trying for her just to fucking listen. But, I mean, like, for sure, 1,000,000%, I want her to be somewhere, but in a place, a decent place, but we cannot afford $5,000 a month.
No, I
Juan
don't.
Carlos and I, we cannot afford that, you know? I was telling Juan Carlos, you should talk to your sister and tell your sister, you know, like people don't understand. People think it's just because, like, I have a business, like, I'm fucking wiping my fucking asshole with $100 bills. You know, people don't understand that, like I have, like, big bills.
Yeah.
Like, if, like, you like, if I told you how much I pay a month in this place, combined, you know, the house, you will share your pants again.
I can only about imagine.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, and then, like, and I know the Juan Carlos' sister thinks that way. That, well,
yeah,
you know, they have a business, so they can afford it, you know? So, even though I'm not going to go and start, like, putting my hands in my savings.
You shouldn't have.
Not going to fucking happen.
No.
Sorry, it's not gonna happen. You know, it was not gonna happen. So, and something needs to be done. I told Juan Carlos, I don't know, but you need to talk to your sister. You need to pray for that one, your sister. Something needs to be done, because that's it. We can't. It's like all the responsibility it falls on you and me, and that's not fair.
Yeah, I know. It's not at all. Crazy.
Thank you so much. But so yeah, it's just it's crazy. It's, I don't know, but like I said, like if the psychiatrist decide that we are not chiquito, we are not capable of taking care of her, we cannot do it. They will take over everything here. Her social security, everything. They will take over. Like, that's it. And then we have no say, Adrian.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard, you know. It's ridiculous how this government thinks that, like, each individual state and government think that they have the power to dictate a loved one's life, right?
Like, mm-hmm. So this is, go ahead.
And you guys can't afford to put her in, like, one of these facilities. It's fucked up. It's just so wrong.
So Juan Carlos's grandma, you know, Vicky's mom, she had dementia. She got dementia. So, and then the same thing, she would not listen, you know, like doing the same thing Vicky's doing. So, she fell twice. The first time was a warning, okay? The second time, okay, that was the second warning, because she, like, you know, they, like, Vicky Vicky and Paquita was taking care of their mom. And same thing, she was not listening, so she fell twice, right? So when she fell the second time, the state wanted to took her. You know what they did? They had to take her out of the country to El Salvador.
What?
They took her, their mom, back to El Salvador because the state that was in California, the state wanted to take over. They wanted to take custody.
Yeah.
Of Juan Carlos's grandma and put her in a shithole. And they didn't want to, and they're like, no, you're not taking my mother. Who's going to take care of my mother better than we are? Well, obviously, you guys are not doing a good job because this is the second time they failed. She failed. So we are getting possession of your mother. That was the words that they said, they used. We are taking possession.
Jesus.
Like the fuck you aren't. And they took her to El Salvador.
And what happened?
Well, she died in El Salvador. Obviously, she, her social security got cut in half because you are in another country. So, you have to do some paperwork. And then, let's say if you give $1,000, they give you $1,000 for your social security a month. If you are in El Salvador or Mexico or whatever country you are instead besides U.S., they took, I think it's 20% or 30% off. Yeah. It's fucked up, Adrian. It is fucked up.
It's terrible. We have, some of the worst insurance and health care. I mean, better than other countries, but, you have to be a fucking millionaire to, take care of your parents, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Let me get rocking and rolling. I'll talk to you a little bit later.
All right. Take care again.
You too. Bye.
Bye.